It is the people's show here. The Morning Grind.
My heart, you want to connect
hey.
It to...
Hey, Pastor Willie's listening.
5-9 to the
right.
Fan.
Act right.
What's right? See, what Pastor Willie thinks is right and what I think is right might be two different things.
Frank Cusimano said, terrific show. Pastor Willie is on board.
Yeah.
You can email the show, themorninggrind@kfns.com, and you'll get a mini grind t-shirt that says, I talked to producer Joe. And that's today's prize pack.
The Morning Grind. Unbelievable.
At kfns.com. We're still giving the tailgate party away, too. How would you like 5-9 to the Fan with some of the personalities here to come by, give you prizes, giveaways, and bring the fangirls as well and just party with you?
Unbelievable.
Go to kfns.com. Tell us why we should come to your tailgate. Why didn't somebody call us and tell us why we should come to your tailgate? What would be the reason? Want free stuff?
Sure.
Why else?
I want to meet that McKernan.
That's unfortunate because I will be out of town.
If you want to, when? Whenever.
The game.
Won't you be at Flannery's?
That's where I will be.
Okay. Out of, by town, you mean different area of town.
Thank you. I left that part out.
If you want to party before the game with 5-9 to the Fan, visit KFNS.com. Go to the tailgate page to register. You know, Pastor Willie, hopefully Joe talked to him and maybe now is going to be part of the show in perpetuity here.
What's that mean?
It means for a long time.
All right. Could have just said for a long time.
We could use a little guidance, to be honest.
But who did you have a favorite? Like, I really like Budweiser Mike, and I think he was real. I don't think he was made up. Gay Will had a thing for Tim and football players, oddly enough, although he's kind of fallen off the map. I heard him get into it with the King one day.
Really? Does he call in as Gay Will?
No, he just calls in as Will. I thought if only the King knew this were.
Well, maybe the King would have broken out his French maid outfit.
Ooh.
That's only if Joe's coming over. The King
Hello.
Called Joe out. I would actually like to hear about Joe's escorting. I use that loosely, of Rudy, the famous Rudy from Notre Dame. Joe had to pick him up and drop off.
Bring producer Joe in. He's always ready to come on the air.
The awkward moment where he comes in and pushes the button here. The show
turn
yesterday.
Turn his mic on for him.
And actually, one of my favorite characters on the show is Joe. I mean, he's a terrible producer, but as a character on the show.
I agree.
He is invaluable. That's what you can't fire this guy because of all the crap he does in his life that we can make fun of. But Joe, yesterday you were what? You were basically Slayton's Bobo.
Oh, I wouldn't really look at it like that. He ended up not having a ride with me. He followed me, which became a mess because he couldn't.
He didn't want to ride with you.
No. He was.
This is Rudy Rüdiger of Notre Dame fame.
Yeah, one of his partners.
His
guy's name's Drew Carver. He's Dan Devine's son-in-law.
Boy, this is a hard story to follow.
Yeah.
How did those two guys get together?
Well, he played
Hello.
A game. Father-in-law was the head coach. So, anyway, they became partners.
That's what I mean. How did those two get together?
That's weird. Anyway, so he ended up riding with him, and they tried to follow me down the interstate.
I apologize for 2 minutes ago when I invited Joe into the studio.
Yeah, you asked. I ended up not being a chauffeur.
So what'd you do?
So did you go to pick him up?
Yeah,
and he's like,
they
dude, I'm not
me.
Getting in your
yeah.
car?
No, they followed me because he was trying to fly out on an earlier flight, so he came on the show earlier, and it just kind of
So he got out of St. Louis last night?
Late last night. They
so what did he come to town for?
He was speaking
to... Do the King show.
No, he was speaking at a... There's a medical company here that supplies like 25% of the medical supplies. Anyway, he was speaking at one of their engagements. He's a professional speaker now. That's what he does.
I see.
So, he was here and...
Was he alarmed that he was doing a radio show from a man's condo?
No, I think he really, really enjoyed it, actually. It was strange.
And you were part of the remote? What, were you just sitting there with, like, the clicker?
No.
Joe, get out of the way. We're doing a radio show.
Joe, put your shoes on. I don't need your feet in my house.
They did it outside.
Oh, beautiful day in the neighborhood. Anything stand out from dealing with Rudy of Rudy fame?
Oh, he's a really, really nice guy.
Yeah.
Really short, though. Like, shorter than you.
Yeah, and of course, you're so much taller than me.
I'm just saying, though, he's shorter than you.
Yeah, but again, you're so much taller than me.
Like 4 inches.
Did the King
What do you think of that, the cat?
I'd say 5-6 inches taller.
Why don't just go back-to-back right now. Cat, say something amusing about baloney.
All right.
And then Tim and Joe will stand back-to-back.
Well, you're wearing big, heavy boots. Otherwise, he's got you by 5 inches.
Well, what does he have me by?
Standing there right now, Joe's got you by about an inch.
I don't care.
half an inch to an inch.
But the hyperbole of my size is one of the more fascinating things on this program.
Can I ask what you're wearing, though? Is that
it's a little sweat jacket.
Well, I'm aware of that. But it has...
you asked what I was wearing.
You have the silhouette of
two naked women all over.
No, it's a naked dude and naked chick. It's only one. There's
you tried to get it with two naked dudes. They didn't have it.
How do you know one's a dude and one's a chick?
One has rack and the other one doesn't.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
Yeah, I'm right.
So do you wear that like the family functions? Oh, Joey's wearing a sweatsuit again with naked dude and naked girl.
It's just like a little
sweatshirt. Where do you buy that?
I bought it at the soccer store.
Soccer poser guy.
Yeah, that's what I am.
I was at the soccer store. All right, Pastor Will, is he going to be a friend of the show?
Yeah, he gave me the office phone number. He said he listens in the morning if we ever run into a problem.
Why don't we have a Friday roundtable with some of our freaks? You know, have Pastor Willie come
Wait a minute,
Rudy.
Now you're calling him a freak?
Yeah, you know.
I say we ought to do a remote from his church.
And see if we explode?
Let's see if we can do that, no?
We'll do a whole Illside week. We do the Pops remote that I've been wanting to do for years. And then the next day, we go for penance after shooting it at Pops. And we go out to that Bethalto...
then we go to Hollywood Knees.
Lutheran.
Or we'll do none of the above.
And I'm sure that will be the winner.
Well, we just stay here and have the Macho Man punk us on a daily basis. All right, Joe, great work on getting Rudy over to the Kings.
I did what I could.
What did he say? Like, I honestly can't follow your storyline. You were talking about something about a drug company that provides 20% of the drugs.
25% of the
drugs. And I just shut down. I can't
follow. He was in town for a speaking engagement with them. The guy that's his partner is from here, and his parents live here or something. So they came and they spoke at this convention.
What a wordsmith you are. You have a way with a story.
Did the King go nuts, though?
Yeah, he really enjoyed it, I think.
Rudy's here from the great Notre Dame! Were they playing the fight song?
Yeah.
Was the King wearing Notre Dame gear?
No, he had his Notre Dame mug out with him, though.
Very bizarre. Well, we'll do a remote from Joe's place, but there'll be nowhere to sit.
There's a table, and there's some chairs. Not really...
What do you do when you take one of your whores back to your place?
Easy.
No. What do you do when you take one of your whores
be
back
nice.
To your place?
Well, I'm not...
Are they whores?
No, I only hang out with fine, respectable young women.
Come on, speak English, will you?
Well, I mean, what do you do? What do you do?
What do you mean, my point,
there's no place to sit, so you have to lie in the bed, and you make the move, I guess.
Yeah.
They're so drunk, they don't know the difference.
Yeah, I don't like them being called whores, either.
They are skanks.
Ooh!
These, you know,
welcome to Laguna Beach.
Seriously, it's
you have some cafeteria
stuff.
Background.
God, it's unbelievable.
Well, Frank says it's terrific stuff.
Let me ask you this: how many you've been in St. Louis for 14 months? How many women do you think you've slept with?
I don't hate the player, hate the game. I don't find that appropriate to talk about.
Oh, all of a sudden, here's the moral police.
I don't find that appropriate.
Just say it, and I'll help you out here.
I don't think that's appropriate.
Board is really loud.
Yeah, it really is.
Is it loud over there, too?
More than 15?
No.
Oh, I think so.
I don't.
I do.
I don't think it's more than 15.
Are you counting us?
Well, I mean, he said women. No, I don't think it's more
than
15.
Do you have a bed, or is it just a mattress on the floor?
No, I got a real bed.
Oh. That's a start.
It is a weird place.
I don't entertain. I don't have any use for furniture.
You have people come over and we skinny dip.
That's different.
Don't bring that one up, Tim.
I can think of five right off the top of my head, and that's not even really investigating it.
Okay.
And
most of them have worked here.
What are you going to bring Mark Furman in and create a case
I'm just
file?
Saying if I had to wager, I'll take the over on 15.
Would you really?
I really would.
I'll bet with you.
I would hope
you already owe me 260.
I'll bet with you that's not over 15.
Well, I mean, how are we going to prove it?
Because I've got them all written down.
Oh, that's
when are you
so
going to pay the money? That's what I want to know.
I'm just starting to collect interest now.
The juice is running. $100 that it's not over 15?
There's no way for me to prove
I've got them all written down.
But that doesn't... How does that prove it?
Well, I've got them all written down one way
okay,
or another.
Okay,
apparently
you have
them all written down.
Wait a minute.
No, I've got them all written down right now.
Why? You really have a list of the women you've been with.
Yeah.
Why?
You really do.
Just in case.
In case of what?
You ever get confused.
Everyone's a grown-up here.
So let me see the list. I want to see if you really have a list. I don't believe you have a list. I'll knock $50 off your debt right now, which is $260, if you bring this list in.
What? Why would he have a list? I don't understand this.
What is he, 15?
Is he a serial killer, or is he concerned about getting an STD that he's got to recontact these people?
So he's got a bench and a list.
Oh, my God. Where's he going?
And he keeps it at work.
Keeps it at work.
By all means.
Boy, this guy seriously is retarded. He really is. I mean, this isn't like a... This isn't
I
funny
asked about
anymore.
Favorite.
For him to say, I have a list, like that's a legitimate thing.
Yeah.
Because he can't keep track of, you know, his own name.
Oh, my God. He really is coming in with a booklet.
I asked people their favorite...
Time kill music stuff.
Favorite show character. I think J-Po would run away with it. Email us your favorite show characters. Is it Rudy? Is it Gay Will? Is it Pastor Willie? Is it Budweiser Mike? Or is it Joe... Or who are we forgetting?
So he really does have this.
Yeah.
people. Just count the
hold
numbers.
Hold on a second. Now, there's one column here, and then there's another column here.
Yeah, this is where they're all almost in typed fashion. Obviously, you can't say any of the names here.
So, a lot of people would recognize some of the names.
Yeah.
Judge Judy.
So all of these are the women.
Marion Ross.
But these are all St. Louis?
No. It all goes in fashion. Like, it ends there.
Well, this is a lot more than 15.
No, St. Louis starts right there.
Where? Right there? Okay.
Dear Lord.
Two, three, I'm going four, with Frank five, the church. Six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11. Oh, my God. And what? He does have a list.
Why? They're calling in now,
why?
Joe. The girls want to talk about this. They're
Joe, like, why?
Are we knocking $150 off the bet?
I said 50. I'll play
but
the tape.
But then I bet $100 and it hasn't been over
15. No, I didn't take the bet. Here. I said I'm not taking the bet. I'll play the tape back for you.
Okay, that's fine. I was just
it's
trying
50
to knock
bucks, up. But you're down to 210.
Joe, right. Why do you keep a list on it?
Just in case I get confused.
About what?
What does it matter? Trust explanation.
No, don't worry about it.
No, seriously, what's going on with you?
Sometimes you just got to write things down.
No, you don't.
Look, you don't write down when we need a guest.
I got that written down too.
Oh,
come on. Sometimes you just got to write things down. That's your explanation.
Why does Martin keep notes? So he can.
Well,
write
it's for
things
the
down.
Show.
It's for a program.
Well, this
are
is
you going to do a show on your escapades?
No, nope.
That would be a legitimate answer.
Well, okay,
I'm putting
time.
Together a screenplay on this.
Ooh, that'd be a good one.
Why do you do it?
There's I just write them down, the cat. That's why. That's why.
And why is Dustin Diamond on your list?
Yeah.
And on your bench?
Is this you like a women. Notch on the belt kind of thing?
No.
But
yes,
so you have he has the list of all the women he's ever been with, and then like on another column, it's the St. Louis women.
No. You don't understand. There wasn't enough room to keep writing.
This one here is just truck stops.
This is rest area. Stall two. Stall three.
Well, what? Pastor Willie, I think you need to phone in and counsel Joe.
Mother of God. Can I see that thing, honestly?
We can talk about it during the break.
You know, the king later is going to say, little buddy, why do you have the list?
Because people write things down. That's
okay.
It.
Because like, people write
you know how people like have journals and stuff?
I so you're keeping a journal.
But that's not
sort
a diary. You're just listing names.
Yeah, that's close enough. I don't
but
have
why?
To write.
Why
not?
It's weird.
Yeah, there's my answer. Why not?
Martin, do you have a list?
Oh, the heck with it. This is ridiculous.
Yep.
Well said, Stedman. This is terrific. Thank you, Joe, for proving you are our favorite character on the show.
Do what I can.
All right, this is The Morning Grind, 590 The Fan.
The Missouri Tigers are on a roll. And